nice to get my first goal of the season, you know, and get off the mark. And thankfully, it was effectively a winning goal, like, and which I'm pleased about.
And it's been a different time for Bradford City. But obviously, you've come in, Billy Knott's come in. The style of play has changed. It looks like it's a style that suits you well.
Yeah, I've always been in a team where we played football right from when I was, like, in the youth team at Ipswich. We've always played football, went to, obviously, to Blackpool, similar there. And here, we've tried it for every game we've played this season, you know, and some days it's obviously better than others, but still kind of transition period, really, because there's a lot of new faces this season coming in. So Tuesday night was just a good game for us, and it obviously was quite pleasing on the eye because we played quite good football.
It seems strange, and I know a few fans have said to me that you're playing better away from home than you are at Valley Parade at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably no reason why it just happened to be that way, you know. Like, we've played really well away from home this season. Rochdale, obviously Milton Keynes on Tuesday, you know, so there's no reason why we do, but it's just happened to work out that way, and we will obviously try our hardest to make our home form a bit better.
Colchester next, another away game, another long trip. How do you find the long trips? How do you deal with them?
They're all right, you know, like, it's kind of get in a hotel and get a good night's sleep and stuff, which you don't normally get when you've got little kids. So it's kind of positive there. It will be a long journey, but personally I've got a few family down there, so it'll be nice for them to come and watch a game.
Every chance that you could get another good result down there,
right? Yeah, hopefully, like, that's the aim of every game we play, you know. So Colchester were obviously a bit unlucky the other night, and being 2-0 up in the last 10 minutes to go, we're coming off the back of a good win, and we'll be fairly confident going into it.
And when Phil Parkinson first contacted you and suggested you come to Bradford, was it a difficult decision to make?
For me, probably not now, but I mean, I've got a family to think about and I've got kids and that, so I did have to weigh up my options and pros and cons, and I did exactly that, you know, and Bradford come out on top, and I was delighted to sign here and delighted to be here.
And what are you hoping to get personally from this season? What would be your aim?
Just to find a consistent level, you know, and play regular football. Like, I've been in teams where I haven't really played, and I've been in teams where I have played regularly, and it's obviously much more better playing regularly, and, you know, and I think I need to find the consistent level and probably score a few more goals.
It seems that the way the team is set up, that you and Billy Knott are key to that, so you're almost a linchpin of the team. That's quite pleasing.
Yeah, we've got, like, good players everywhere. For instance, Lids in the team the other night, you know, who broke up the play really well. You wouldn't have the likes of myself, Yatesy, Naughty, Aaron to be able to do our best, you know, for the team. And the same with the boys at the back. Like, a bit of a cliche, but I mean, especially in the way we played on Tuesday night, there wasn't just one or two individuals. It was like massive team effort, and the 14 boys who were involved, even the young lads on the bench, like, helped us out.
And obviously, because of what happened prior to kickoff, you had to play up front the other night. What would you say is your favourite position?
I would say in the top of the diamond, where the formation we play now. But I mean, like you said, I had to come in last minute Tuesday night, and I enjoyed playing there, and I thought I played well there, and obviously scored. So I enjoyed it as much as I have done when I have played in the top of the diamond. I mean, it's not like a massive thing for me really to play in my preferred position, but whatever the team needs, and I'm happy to help.
As long as you're playing, it's good.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, going back to playing regularly, you know, it's obviously much more enjoyable, and it's just a lot better, to be honest. Yeah.